Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for April 10th, 2020. And today is going to be all about the rumors, honestly. So now we can talk TV streaming. And this is, I was really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Again, it's really strange how one episode we're full on and everything's great and it looks like things are going to be moving forward. And as far as like quarantines and lockdowns and all that stuff, we are still making some progress. Granted, it's not as fast as most, if not all of us would want it to go, but we are staying safe and, you know, sanitizing if we have to go out and face masks and all that jazz. So that's all well and good. And we are lowering the curve, I think is the terminology that we're supposed to be using, but, or flattening the curve. That's the word I was looking for, flattening the curve, but it's not making the entertainment news more consistent, even though we are doing what we can to flatten the curve. That being said, I know it's a really long roundabout way of saying I don't have a whole lot of news for this episode. The first, again, in TV streaming is Doogie Howser. That's right. the Neil Patrick Harris series from the early 90s, late 80s, or I believe it started in 89, is getting a reboot on Disney Plus. And this is an official announcement that it will be a spiritual sequel in a way. They're going to be changing the name, and I am going to do my best to pronounce this name, but it is now going to be called Doogie Kealoha, because it was Doogie Howser MD was Neil Patrick Harris. Now they're going to be focusing on a female character who lives in Hawaii, and is half Asian and half Hawaiian, I believe. And it sounds pretty interesting. Like, I dug Doogie when I was a kid. I watched it every night it was on, if memory serves. Like, it was a fair amount of time ago. But, again, it gave us Neil Patrick Harris. It actually was a very family-friendly thing. And so I believe it was owned by Fox. Now Disney owns Fox. So we get Doogie Kea. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. Doogie Kealoha, M.D., we will see if this pans out like they want it to, or if this just comes across as more pandering, but it feels like one of those properties. It's like, yeah, if you're going to reboot something, this is one that could use a reboot. That's all we have for TV streaming. That's it. I mean, we do have plenty of stuff in the rumors section that deals with TV streaming, but that's it for news, like actual proper news. Next, we're moving over to movies. And movies, again, we only have one piece, but this one is a little bit more fun, I think. James Gunn recently was talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 during a quarantine watch party, and he said something during that watch party that kind of confirms a few rumors that we've been talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He said that Rocket's origin will factor heavily into the next movie. So we've talked about a few rumors that kind of deal with how they're going to flesh out Rocket's origin. So that being said, that kind of gives us a little bit more information on which rumors have legs that we've discussed about this movie previously. One of which being Rocket going to find his creator, very likely, because that is a comic book storyline, very likely is going to be a good portion of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Again, that's speculative based on rumors, but again, James Gunn did just say this is a thing that's going to happen. Just didn't give us the details like the rumor did. So hopefully the two complement one another. But that is all we have for movies. Again, there's plenty in rumors that deal with movies, but this is hard news. So let's talk rumors. And Rumor Mill is apparently the place to be right now because all of the news is so up and down with, well, things are happening this week, but it's, it's slow going, so it's not going to be another week until we get more actual news. However, rumors can pop up at any time because they're rumors and they don't have to be, you know, based in anything other than what people want and or what people think they might have heard somewhere. So, that being said, our first rumor has to do with the Valiant movie, Valiant comic book movie universe. That's not the official name, but just to keep it clear. So like we've discussed in previous episodes, Vin Diesel has said that Sony was looking to create a Valiant universe in cinema. Well, the Bloodshot movie didn't do as well as planned, but it's easy to be able to blame that on the coronavirus because theaters shut down a week after Bloodshot opened. So now it's doing okay on video on demand. I honestly didn't look up the numbers specifically, but it's doing well enough that Sony is justifying going on with the, at least according to this rumor, going on with the Valiant universe. So this rumor specifically has to do with John Cena as well. So all of you wrestling fans, your ears might have just perked up. John Cena posted a picture on his Instagram just a couple of days ago that is an image from an XO Manowar comic. And this has let the rumor mill go bonkers because Cena is really good at doing stuff like that in the media. And now everyone is thinking, and very rightfully so, based on the picture, that Cena is going to take the starring role in the XO Manowar movie. And it only makes sense that that would be the next movie that they did because that is the next largest book that Valiant produces. So the guys over at Nerdy Legion, man, Valiant, there's a Valiant podcast, Valiant comic book podcast over there, man. I'm deferring this to you. Should this be the next Valiant movie title that comes out? I want to have that conversation because I want to talk to you guys about the Bloodshot movie. Anyway, so yeah, that's all we really have there. It's super speculative at this point because, again, it's just based off of a single image that John Cena posted. Next, we are talking about some rumors surrounding She-Hulk. And we have word through the industry, a couple of sources that are super reliable and are pretty close to the things going on at Marvel, that She-Hulk is not going to be exclusively about Jen Walters. It's not going to exclusively be about She-Hulk, but instead it is going to be about Hulks, multiple, plural, that's more than one. That is I did not write down the quote that this comes from, but there was a quote from somebody attached to the project that there are going to be Hulks involved. Now, that could just be the two that we already know exist. We could just get Bruce Banner and Jen Walters, and we know both of them exist. Banner is in the MCU, and then Jen Walters, who we still don't know is going to play her, is going to be presumably in the She-Hulk series because she is She-Hulk. But there is also rumor that we're going to see General Ross, who is Red Hulk at some point in the comic books and is also in the MCU, just not as a Hulk. There is rumor that we're going to see Red Hulk in this series. We also have rumors saying that we're going to be seeing Amadeus Cho in this series. So no casting has been made public, at least at the moment, for these roles, though presumably they would want to get the title role filled before they go for the secondary roles. But either way, that's a lot of fun to think about what they could do. Maybe that's how they go into multiple seasons, is they start with, they build up Jen Walters, and then as the seasons progress, we get introduced into new Hulks every so often. That could be kind of amazing, I'm not even gonna lie. That is super speculative, though, as rumors usually are. So that's all we've got there. Now let's talk about the Batman Batgirl rumors that are going around. So first off, Batgirl is rumored to be well into early production still, so not into actual photography. They're not going and filming anything right now, but they have done a lot of the pre-production for the movie, according to this rumor, and also according to this series of rumors. The Batgirl movie and the Batman movie are not going to be linked. This is kind of contradictory to a lot of the other rumors that we've been hearing, but again, there are pretty solid sources behind a lot of these rumors that deal with this, and so what they're saying is Robert Pattinson's Batman is going to be the new DCEU, and it is also going to be set in present day. It is not going to be set in the past, like some rumors and like a lot of us believe it is going to be. This is, again, according to this rumor. So, since that is the case, the Batgirl movie that, again, is well into pre-production, that movie is going to be more of a standalone kind of Joker kind of thing where it lives in its own micro universe. And part of the reason this rumor exists is because there is reportedly an open casting position not only for Batgirl, but also for Jim Gordon. And if you remember, we already have Jeffrey Wright cast as Jim Gordon in the Robert Pattinson Batman movie. And also, according to this rumor, they're looking to cast a white girl as Batgirl. And being as Batgirl is Barbara Gordon, aka Jim Gordon's daughter, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to have a black father and a white daughter. So all of these things are leading people to speculate. And again, none of this is confirmed. This absolutely might not be happening, even kind of, but it's fun to speculate. That is all we have attached to this. Yeah, yep. So now we're going to move next into our Flash and Wonder Woman rumors. If you have been living under a rock, let me catch you up to speed. Right now we are living in an uncertain time. This part is not rumor. We are living in an uncertain time as to the future of the Flash movie because Ezra Miller was drunk and chose to do some really stupid stuff, physically harm a fan of his while at a bar in the Czech Republic, I believe is where it was. So not only did this happen, but it got caught on video. Somebody took video with their phone and saw him do this, and it was not pretty. That being said, now, understandably, Warner Brothers is considering maybe they don't want to make this Flashpoint movie that is legitimately far along in the pre-production stages and is basically ready for principal photography as far as I understand it. We're not super far away from it, if nothing else. So because of the PR nightmare that this is, it very likely, or very possibly, I guess, will not be a movie that happens. And Ezra Miller might not be the Flash. Though there are a couple of options that they could take aside from just completely not doing the movie. They could recast. Ezra Miller could go on a press tour and apologize, make everything better. There is plenty other options that could happen. But according to this rumor, a lot of the things, remember we've talked about how Flashpoint was going to be a large part of the soft reboot, quote unquote, of the DC Extended Universe. Now it sounds like a lot of the pieces that they were trying to work in there with Flashpoint, they're now reworking into Wonder Woman. And not only that, but Wonder Woman now is apparently going to be the face of the DC Extended Universe, where Superman once was that. There is a lot of speculation going around right now that Warner Brothers is trying to do everything they can to distance themselves from the Zack Snyder stuff, and one of the best ways to do that would be to change the face of the DC Extended Universe. And with all of the current social situation that we are in, not necessarily talking about the coronavirus, but more so talking about the Women First movement and all this, it would make sense that the female of the Justice League would be the one that was the face, going based on that information. So this one actually kind of feels like it might have some legs. It remains to be seen anything that has to do with the Ezra Miller Flash stuff, though again, it is kind of a giant PR nightmare. It seems to be not as big in the news, understandably, right now, so maybe by the time we get through the Corona stuff, it will have blown over and they'll be back on good graces with Ezra Miller. Who knows? It's all speculative. It's all rumor. And we're moving on. Next, we are talking about War Machine. Moving back over to Disney, War Machine is reportedly getting a Disney Plus series. And not just that, but that is also going to be, according to this rumor, the vehicle through which we get introduced to Riri Williams. Now, the only stuff that is coming from sources that are close to Marvel, all of that just says Riri Williams. None of it makes reference to Ironheart, though it is a logical step forward to say, well, if we get Riri Williams, then we're likely going to see Ironheart in this series as well. So this potentially is going to be how we get introduced to Ironheart, which makes sense. But going back to the War Machine series, this War Machine series is going to accomplish a number of things for Disney, if it is to be believed. It's going to be our Iron Man series that they've wanted to do, but they couldn't get Robert Downey Jr. to do it necessarily, though if you want to believe other rumors, Robert Downey Jr. is coming back in some way for this, in that he's going to be the voice of Riri Williams' AI, which is kind of awesome. So it does that, but it also is going to be a little bit more serious in tone than a proper Iron Man series would have been, because he's War Machine, and with a name like that, it kind of brings a little bit more connotation of government war type things, right? So violence and bombs and guns and explosions and so on and so forth. So it'll be interesting to see if it sees the light of day. That is what we've got there. Next, we are talking about New Mutants. This is a quick one, and this one really makes a whole lot of sense. We went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth when Disney was buying Fox. New Mutants, one day it was going to video on demand, and then the next day, no, it's getting a theatrical release, and back and forth like that. Now, what with the coronavirus and all, those rumors are coming back, but this time they might actually hold a little bit of water, because there a lot of stuff is going straight to video on demand. So it would kind of make sense that Disney would do this, because they are already presumably not on the most solid ground as far as promoting something that was made by Fox. So now it would be an easy out to just say, oh, we can't put this in theaters. Here you go, Disney Plus. So, and theoretically Amazon too, if you're going to pay the $20 rental fee. So that's all we have there. Now, our final rumor is a follow-up rumor for Resident Evil 8. So we're back into gaming. So Resident Evil 8, reportedly the title of the game has leaked. It's going to be Village. Something to do with the way they're going to type it out or whatever. It's going to say 8 inside a village. I don't know. But that's not the rumor. That's not the whole rumor anyway. So the big parts of the rumor are, not only is it confirming the rumor from the last time we talked about this, last episode, but we also now are hearing that the protagonist that you're going to be seeing through his eyes, because in Resident Evil 7, it was also first person. So the protagonist, Ethan Winters, who was the protagonist for Resident Evil 7, is going to be the protagonist for 8 as well, so that would make sense. Also, Chris Redfield is going to be making his way back into the franchise for this game in some way. That part was the most vague part of it. It sounds like he might be coming back as a good guy, but it also sounds like there's a lot of doubt as far as that goes. But that, guys, is the rumors. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. Like I said, short and really rumor heavy. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer there on the subject. Or, if you want to go deeper into these nerdy topics, plus much more nerdy bits, the larger full news show, all kinds of extra things are all going on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.